So settling in today. Allow your body to rest into the supports below you. Whether it's a chair, whether it's the ground. Allow the body to rest into the ground below you. Allow the future to be in the future. Past to be in the past. Bring your attention into this moment. One of the ways we can do this is by opening the senses. So I invite you to feel into the mouth. Feel into the roof of the mouth and feel how alive with sensation it is. Feel into the floor of the mouth. Notice how it's also alive with sensation. Feel to the right wall of the mouth and the left wall of the mouth. And can you feel both sides of the mouth simultaneously? Feel the whole mouth as if it were an orb. Feel how alive that orb is. And then allow that orb to expand out to include the ears, allowing the inner ears to open. Allow the outer ears to open. And notice how alive your sense of hearing is. Can you notice any sounds in the room, outside of the room? Allow the ears to be totally open. Bring attention then into the nose. Let the sense of smelling be open. And then the eyes. Allow the top eyelid to rest gently on the bottom eyelid. And allow the eyes behind the eyelids to be open, spacious. The eyes seem to like to be in charge. Can you allow the eyes to take a rest? Allow the eyes to rest back into the head, be absorbed by the head. And bring a sense of feeling to the forefront of your attention. Feeling the skin, whether it's the clothing, the ground below you, the air on the skin. Allow the sense of feeling to be open. Can you then bring attention into the hands, and particularly the thumbs? Can you bring attention into both thumbs at the same time? The mind may jump back and forth from one hand to the other hand, but can you feel into both thumbs simultaneously? And then can you feel into the entire body, feeling the hands and arms, the head, the torso, the legs, and beginning to feel into the space around you, space in front, maybe an inch. Maybe the space behind you, maybe just a little, an inch, maybe a foot. Feeling into the spaciousness. Can you notice how the senses in the body, when they're alive, they have even a sense of density to them? A location of the senses? And at the same time, there's this spaciousness that contains these sensations. Almost as if it's a witness observing the sensations. So if we went for a walk in the mind, I invite you to feel how different images arise in the body, how they feel when the mind brings attention to them. If we went for a walk, can you see a path in front of you leading into a forest, beautiful forest, tall spruce trees, majestic, strong trees. And as you walk further down the path, coming into a meadow with small, dainty, light yellow flowers, so gentle, bobbing in the breeze. Notice the sun overhead, the sun shining down with its heat, its light. As you keep walking, come to a little lake and decide to dip your toes in the water. Can you feel the coolness, the wetness of the lake? And continuing on, coming to a hill, climbing the hill, climbing to a plateau, feeling the stability of this hill, and noticing a crevice. As you approach the crevice, you find it's actually a cave. Can you feel yourself entering this cave? The dampness of the cave. As you enter the cave, it becomes darker. In the darkness of this cave, you realize you're going downward into the ground. And notice a light up ahead. It's a campfire. There's a campfire with people sitting around it. Who is there at your campfire? Is there a mentor here? A figure of wisdom? Do they have anything to say to you? As you continue to sit down beside the fire, is there an animal here? And who else is at this fire? And then eventually it's time to get up from the fire. Continue along the path. coming out of the cave back into the light. Continuing to walk through a meadow. And finally coming to the place where you are at this moment. So noticing where you are at this moment. Noticing the breath. Can you feel how the breath doesn't need your interference? Notice the breath rising and falling in the body. Notice the coolness on the nose, on the inhalation. Notice the warmth on the nose, on the exhalation. And notice especially how the body breathes itself. The body just breathing itself. Bring attention then back into the body and the space around you. Feeling back into both thumbs, feeling both thumbs simultaneously. Coming back to feel the eyes resting back into the head. And noticing the aliveness in the mouth. As you notice these sensations, can you feel that there is a density to them, a location? And if we can notice these things are in our awareness. Can you notice how you are aware of these sensations? How you are aware of the images as we went for our walk? Can you feel how there was a witness to these sensations, a witness to the images? And can you feel into that being the witness? And coming back now, feeling the body, feeling the space around you, having the sense of coming back and continuing your day. As you go about your day, notice how both of these things are present. Both the sensations that have a density and the witness or witnessing that has no density. Both are present simultaneously. Our personalities, the events, our bodies, always changing. Sensations always changing. And yet at the same time, there's something else here, something that doesn't change. An openness, spaciousness. It really can't be identified with words. So as you continue about your day, your week, notice how both are present. Both the changing sensations and the container that holds them, that isn't changing. I invite you now to bring back movement into the mouth, the fingers, the toes. allowing the breath to strengthen, especially the inhalation. Allowing movement to happen in the body, the mouth and face, fingers, hands, toes and legs. And eventually allowing the body to move however it wants to move. This concludes our practice. Thank you.